السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم, and welcome back to Sahaba Profiles. Now we are discussing the life story of Umm Ruman رضي الله عنها. We explained previously that her real name was Zainab, but she was commonly referred to as Umm Ruman, linking her to her family. She was married to Abu Bakr Siddiq رضي الله عنه, and she gave birth to Umm al-Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha رضي الله عنها and to Abd al-Rahman bin Abi Bakr. Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه had other wives as well. From his wife prior to Islam, Qatila, he had a daughter Asma, Asma binti Abi Bakr, a great Sahabiya as well. And then he had other children from other women as well. And we explained that Umm Ruman was known to be a person of great character, a lot of patience and fortitude. She was a great support for Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. She accepted Islam in the very early stages, and she was there to give her husband the support that he needed, because he was supporting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We explained how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would visit Umm Ruman radiallahu anha's home, because Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was his friend, and he saw the extent to which he was supporting Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He used to acknowledge that and encourage him, you know, to continue with the good work and to continue to bring up her children in an exemplary manner. Now, after Khadija radiallahu anha passed away, there were two proposals that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had before him. The one was for Sauda radiallahu anha, and the other was for Aisha radiallahu anha, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted both. There was a bit of detail when it comes to Aisha radiallahu anha. One day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself told Aisha radiallahu anha that on three consecutive nights, he said, I saw in a dream that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam brought a picture of you wrapped in a silken cloth, and he told me that this was to be my bride. And when I removed the cover, I saw that it was your image. And Aisha radiallahu anha used to be very pleased to narrate this, because it indicated that she was chosen to be the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's wife by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself. Now, it was Khawla binti Hakim that took the two proposals to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said, either Aisha or Sauda. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam accepted both. And in the process, Umm Ruman, who we are discussing, had the honor of becoming the mother-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There was a great test for Umm Ruman when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had to make hijrah, because we know that his companion for the hijrah journey was none other than Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And for the hijrah journey, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu took everything in his possession. He took everything in his possession. He left almost nothing for his family. There was no cash, there was no money, and it was a very difficult time. Imagine, as a wife, as a mother of children, if your husband leaves, you don't know, you know, what's going to happen to him. He's taken all the wealth, he's taken all the family you know, cash, whatever there is, and he's left behind children, he's left behind an ailing father. But she understood. She was a strong Muslimah, and she gave him the support, and she held fast. And we know that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached Medina, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then sent Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu anhu and Abu Rafi' to bring his family. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu sent Abdullah bin Arikat and wrote to his son Abdullah to bring his family. Umm Ruman and Aisha radiallahu anha were on one camel. And on the way, the camel really started to misbehave, and it started to jump around, and it almost threw the riders off its shoulders. And Umm Ruman was very worried, because one, it was her beloved daughter Aisha radiallahu anha, and on the other hand, she was to become the bride of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And she started calling out, oh my daughter, oh my dear little bride. And you know, at that moment, then somebody told them, leave the reins, don't hold the reins. And when they let go of the reins, then the camel calmed down, and it stood still. When they reached Madinatul Munawwara, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had made an arrangement for his family, and that's where they started to reside. And then we know sometime later, Aisha radiallahu anha went to the marital home of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then came the occasion and the incident of Ifk, where Aisha radiallahu anha was falsely accused of having committed adultery, walayyadu billah. And when she found out about it, she took permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to go and stay by her parents. And one day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to her, and he came to advise her. He said, O Aisha, if what was said is true, then seek forgiveness from Allah, His most merciful. And if what is said is not true, then Allah will exonerate you. Don't worry about it. But Aisha radiallahu anha at that moment did not want to respond to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She asked her father to respond. He kept quiet. She asked her mother to respond. She also kept quiet. And Aisha radiallahu anha said, my answer under these circumstances would be like the father of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, who said, for sabrun jameel, that patience is most fitting. And she said later that, you know, I was so traumatized at the time, I couldn't even remember Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam's name. All I could say was the father of Yusuf alayhi salam. Now, what we learn from here is that even though it was such a sensitive thing, their daughter was being accused of adultery, but Umme Ruman and her husband Abu Bakr radiallahu anh never lost respect for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam under those circumstances. They kept their respect for the Nabi of Allah. Even though the Nabi of Allah was not the one accusing Aisha radiallahu anha, but they refused to answer in front of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Many times us, when our children get implicated in something, accused of something, we become so emotional. Even though they might be senior members of the family there, they may be senior scholars there, the kind of language we use and the outbursts that we resort to, definitely inappropriate. But Umme Ruman radiallahu anha, she was the one who consoled her daughter on the one hand, but made sure that things did not spiral out of control. And it is also mentioned that one day she and Abu Bakr radiallahu an went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they said, ya Rasulullah, we want you to make dua for our daughter Aisha radiallahu anha. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, indeed, I will make dua for her, and indeed after that Allah must forgive her and Allah must bless her. And both parents were very happy. Imagine, subhanallah, they went and sought duas for their daughter. There are different narrations as to what happened thereafter, but we'll leave it there for today, inshallah, and we'll continue the discussion in the next episode of Sahaba Profiles. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.